What happens at the intersection of Paganini and jazz?
That's where you'll find Regina Carter. She is the winner of a 2006 MacArthur Foundation Genius Award and is known for using the violin as a jazz instrument. She was the first jazz artist and the first African-American to play Niccolo Paganini's Guarneri Canon Violin, which, of course, is preserved in Genoa's town hall. It has to travel around with an armed escort. And she was allowed to play it multiple times and even recorded an entire album using the violin called Paganini After a Dream. And she has performed with artists as diverse as Aretha Franklin and Lauryn Hill, Billy Joel, Mary J. Blige. So a very diverse artist. She'll be at Spivey Hall Saturday night, 8:15. Tickets are $46.
The Atlanta Opera continues to impress with its outreach, whether it's adult education or flash mobs or, in this case, a family performance.
Yes, the Atlanta Opera has a series called their Studio Tour every year that is aimed at elementary, middle, and high school students. And this weekend, they'll be presenting a program called En Mis Palabras, which is a bilingual opera. It's only an hour long, and it is in Spanish and English. And it's about a young woman who's 15, living in Colorado, and her family is Mexican. And she's sort of torn between her cultural heritage that her father is a huge proponent of and the American culture, which her older brother wants her to embrace. So she's sort of struggling to find her own identity, torn between these two cultures. And this performance is Friday at 7 o'clock at Peachtree Presbyterian's Lodge, and then we'll repeat it again February 1st at 7 at the Atlanta Opera Center on Northside Drive.
Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls is performing on her own.
Yes, and you know, she has performed on her own before, but this time she's taking a different turn. This month she has released a new solo album called Goodnight Tender, which is old school country. I mean, pedal steel and all.
Is that velvet horn buck telling me to measure up?
So she is going to be performing at Variety Playhouse on Sunday, so it should be really fun to see her present some of this new material. And, you know, the Indigo Girls are known for being very socially conscious and vocal, but in this music, Amy said she was deliberately stayed away from politics. She told our writer, Candace Dyer, she wants people to cry in their beer. She's always got a great tone. She says, well, some love songs involving dogs were inevitable.
My dog, he don't bite.
Amy Ray will be performing at Variety Playhouse. Tickets are $15 in advance, $17.50 the day of the show. That is Sunday. The doors open at 7 and the show is at 8.